Hey, babe. I didn't know you'd be home so early.
They closed this early because of the protests. Are you okay?
Come here, baby. Let me hold you.
I sure they're just being overly cautious. From what I've seen, the protests have been peaceful so far, and I haven't heard of any violence nearby.
No, no, you don't need to feel bad for not going to the protest. Look, I know you feel rather helpless right now, and although I can never truly understand what you are going through, I do know that you're incredibly strong and caring. Everyone has a role in this movement, and everyone has a different talent. Whether it's donating money or supplies, or signing petitions, or spreading the message online, or educating others, or if you want to, going to a protest, I will support you 100%. You don't need to take the world on your shoulders. In fact, let me give you a shoulder rub. I know you're tense, and I want to see if we can relax some of your muscles. Go ahead and slip the shirt off. I hope it can be comfortable with it on. Here, let me rub your shoulders. Let me know if my pressure is okay. How does it feel? Just relax into my hands, baby. It feels like the knots are slowly loosening. Are you feel any better? You seem much less tense now, at least. Hey, would you like a cup of tea? Maybe some chamomile? No, no. You stay here. Prop up your feet. I'll go make it. There you go. It's hot, so be careful. Let me just slip back next to you and put your feet on my lap. There we go. I know I have never had to go through the horrific racism you have, but I hate seeing you in pain. I really, really do. I know that your family and friends are suffering too, and I will do whatever you need me to in order to help. I love you. Maybe we should take a break from the news and social media for a night. I know it's important, but we can't help anyone if we don't take care of our own mental health. It's also selfishly want to make sure you are safe and healthy because of how much I care about you. Yes, I suppose I'm hopeless romantic in many ways. You're right. It's a good thing that the country is waking up and that racial injustice is getting the dissection it deserves. It's just unfortunate that it takes tragedy to make people really see you, to make them listen to what the black community has been saying for decades. I'm so sorry that you've dealt with this shit your whole life, baby. How about I heat up some mac and cheese, huh? We could use some comfort food tonight. Not hungry yet? We can wait a bit, sure. Just keep relaxing. Also, I wanted to say that if I ever do or say something that is obtuse, let me know, okay? Just because we're together doesn't mean I'm immune to my unknown biases. I want to listen and learn from you. Don't ever silence yourself on my account. May I hold you? Thank you. You smell so good. I love the way you feel in my arms. If you're tired, we can just go and snuggle up in bed. Would you like that? Me too.
All right, let's get settled in. I'm just going to slide in behind you. And perfect. Just relax and let me run my fingers up and down your hair. through your shoulders and up and down your arm. Focus on the sensation up and down. That's it. Up, down. Your skin is so soft. I could just touch it all day. I'm going to kiss your neck now, all right? You taste incredible. Just let me lick right here. I love the little moan. You're perfect, baby. Now, do you want to stop and just go to sleep, or do you want to go further? Either way, it's fine with me. It is completely up to you. That is absolutely fine. I just hold you until you fall asleep. Just remember that you are strong, loving, and worthy. I love you. How about that mac and cheese now? Yeah? Good. I get started then.